we're grateful to the German government that they are harboring him at this time.
Is he going to seek asylum?
I mean, that's a decision that has yet to be made.
We understand that Tanzanian police say they are unaware of any threat to Tundu Lissu's life. What is your reaction as his lawyer to this claim by the senior police official?
These people, after he was shot 16 times, after all of the cameras that would have covered the shooting were confiscated by these very people, I will tell you, the police in Tanzania, we are having them investigated by the ICC. So don't believe them. Just because they use that title doesn't mean they're actually police who torture, beat, and maim political opponents of the government on orders. This is not a government. This is a junta of people who never won the election, who canceled the internet, who burnt and destroyed people's homes who they felt were opponents. This is not a normal government, and don't give them the presumption of regularity. They stole this election. They're not a government.
How long is your client, Mr. Lissu, planning to stay at the German ambassador's residence?
I don't believe there's a formal plan yet. I think the diplomats are talking to, people in the CCM to determine next steps.
Some people are suggesting that if he's seeking cover and protection from a foreign country, what should his supporters who are exposed and who do not necessarily have that kind of protection do?
Well, let's be clear. Mr. Lissu was shot 16 times and has already barely survived an assassination attempt. His supporters should be peacefully protesting, as he asked them to do, before he sought asylum to avoid a second attempt at his murder. Mr. Lissu has been a hero who has stared down the violent CCM thugs who dogged him every day of his campaign. And many of the key leaders of Chadema are now free again to lead peaceful protests.
Has he spoken to you about his next line of action?
We are discussing it, but while he's in the embassy, we're going to be very cautious about what we say concerning his plans.
Mm. Have you or anybody you know reached out to the government to really understand why he's allegedly being targeted by the administration?
Look, the government, as they are called, we don't treat them as if they're a logical government. And I really think it's important for people in the media to get rid of this presumption of regularity, sir. Don't call them a government. They stole the election completely. And it is clear to every embassy in Tanzania, it's clear to observer after observer exactly what they did. And it's clear to anybody who follows the situation, because trust me, if they had taken 84% of the vote, there'd have been celebrations in the street. There was nobody. They wouldn't have had to close the internet down. They wouldn't have had to deploy the entire army on the street.
Robert, when do you plan on presenting the evidence that you have gathered of the alleged atrocities that you talked about against or targeting opposition supporters to the International Criminal Court?
It's a process. It's beginning next week. But, you know, quite honestly, the ICC is only one step. There will be hearings in parliaments around the world. There will be sanctions. There will be protests in Tanzania. You know, what I would say to those people in the CCM is they haven't won anything. And Chadema and ACT and the other opposition parties are not going to give them this election out of fear or anything else.
Let me ask you this, Robert, before you go. How is Tundu Lissu feeling at the moment after seeking refuge at the German embassy?
I think he sees it all as par for the course. I mean, he's been fighting these thugs for years and years. CCM is determined to have no democracy. It is determined to run a one-party thugocracy. And this man has spent years and years trying to bring democracy and freedom to his people. This is just one more step along the way.